Welcome to Shomar Shova and Daf, your sponsor, Lunishma Sam, Yaakov Shom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo'abas, so Daf Kuf Samech. The Gemara Amud Beis explain, what is the idea of get mekusher? Why they have this get, which is done in a way which takes a very long time to do? Because in that place, the Kohanim were kapte, they were very angry, and they would divorce their wives very quickly out of anger. And therefore, you need to make it a long process so they could calm down and change their mind. Because once a Kohen divorces his wife, he can return her. Now this leads to an interesting discussion in Halacha. The Ramah brings, in the end of Siman, Shin Lamed Gimel Chosh HaMishpot, that if a person does some kind of transaction in anger, meaning he's very angry, that's why he does something. He fires somebody out of anger. So we say that it has no effect, because what happens in anger is not considered to be a kidney. So Toras Chaim over here brings a riot from our Gemara against the Ramah, because you see over here that the Kohanim wrote the get out of anger and it still works. So you see that anger is not a reason to say that a kidney is not chal. So the Chasam Sofer in Tshuva in Choshemish Patzimel Kuflamed, he brings this Toras Chaim and he says that on the side, he said, really, it's not really such a question. The Toras Chaim's question from our Gemara is not a question, and really you can answer it very easily, and then he goes on to say another point about it. What does the Chasam Sofer mean? So, in Shas V'Tshuvas Doiviv Mishorim, Chalak Bei Simen Lamed Ches, he explains that what the Chasam Sofer means is that there's a big difference between what the Ramah's talking about and our Gemara. The Ramah's talking about that someone had a one time that he got very angry. He went out of his normal nature, he got angry. So we say he lost control, he didn't really mean to say what he said. But the Kohani Kapti means that is their nature. Meaning that's how they conduct themselves always. It's not a temporary anger. So when a person loses control of himself and he suddenly gets very angry, so then you say maybe the any kinyani was nachal. But Kohanim, that's who they are, they're kapte. So then kinyani archal, that's how the Shudder Misharim explains. And this concept and this idea that the Kohanim, that's their nature, this connects and is explained more in the Yaros Dvash, Avinu Sed Abishitz and Drush Aleph. And he says a big yisoy, he says like this, always whatever is more kadosh, the holier it is, so the less anger there is. Says Anshe Yerushalayim, the place with the biggest gedusha, there's no anger. That's why it says Le'omar Adam Chaver Tzar Li Hamokam Yerushalayim. No, it was never too crowded because everybody loved each other. There was no anger, and explains that's the reason you don't bring an Egla Rufo from Yerushalayim, because Egla Rufo is because maybe somebody got angry, maybe someone was a murderer. And Yerushalayim, you don't have that problem because Yerushalayim, there's no anger because the gedusha is so strong. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's all only as long as the Gdusha is strong. But if the Gdusha leaves, so Mimele Adrabo, a place that there was Gdusha, and it had specific mile of being without Kas, once the Gdusha leaves, then Adrabo, the Kas gets much stronger. And that's a klal, it's brought down in Sefer Kabbalah a lot. Wherever there's a big Gdusha and the Gdusha leaves, so then the Tumah comes into it. We learned it in one of the Shiurim. That's the reason a person who dies, so he becomes the biggest Tumah in the world. Why? Because Adam was alive, it's the biggest Kedusha in the world. Once the Kedusha, once the Neshama leaves, so then all the Tumah comes. As if the Tumah is looking to catch on to something where Kedusha was. So it says in Ernest Abish, that's a Pshat of here as well. Once the Kedusha leaves, the Kaz is the greatest. And that's a Pshat in Yerushalayim, that it says in the Pasuk, Tzedek Yolin Bo, which means talk of a Chesed, Ve'atom Miratzchim. Then there's murderers in Yerushalayim. Because once the Kedusha goes away, that's where you have Kaz. Zok the Yaros Vash, that's what happened with Kohanim. When the Kohanim were acting with Kedusha, so Adurabo, the Kohanim come from Sitra de Chesed, they belong to Chesed and Rachamim, there's no anger. And Aaron HaKohen is the one who personifies Oyev Shalom V'Oyev Shalom. But when the Kedusha is gone, when they become Choytim, so Adurabo, that's when they become Kabdonim. So that natural thing that they have, that they're angry, is the anger comes when there's no Gdusha. It's naturally, it's not some one-time event. When Gdusha goes away, so that's when Kas comes in. This is the biggest soid of the Yaros Dvash. Anyone who wants to join Shomar Shova email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomarshova@gmail.com.